This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has carried out an unprecedented wide-ranging incursion into Israel, killing more than three dozen people while Israel retaliates in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Gunfire erupted in the Israeli city of Sderot as Hamas fighters broke past the Gaza-Israel border, infiltrating up to seven different areas in southern Israel. The Israeli military struck targets in Gaza in response to some 2,500 rockets that sent air raid sirens wailing as far north as Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Israeli people, "We are at war, not an operation, not rounds, but at war." The attacks come amid heightened tensions in the occupied West Bank, where Israel's far-right government has ramped up settlement construction. I'm Karen Shamas.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk called for an immediate stop to the violence in Israel and Gaza Saturday. Speaking on behalf of Turk, UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Liz Throssell said via video news conference that Turk was shocked and appalled by the latest escalation and urged both sides to de-escalate.
This attack is having a horrific impact on Israeli civilians. Civilians must never be the target of attacks. He notes also that Israeli forces have responded with airstrikes into the densely populated Gaza Strip, reportedly killing at least five people. The High Commissioner is calling for an immediate stop to the violence and appealing to all sides and key countries in the region to de-escalate to avoid further bloodshed.
Officials in Afghanistan reported two 6.3 magnitude earthquakes killed at least 15 people and injured nearly 40 others in the western Afghanistan city of Herat Saturday. A spokesman for the country's National Disaster Authority said four villages in the Zenjan district in Herat bore the brunt of the quakes and aftershocks. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and five other senators arrived in Shanghai Saturday at the start of a three-country tour that will also take them to South Korea and Japan. Meeting with Shanghai's Communist Party chief Zhen Xiying shortly after the delegation's arrival, Schumer said the U.S. does not want to decouple from the world's second-largest economy, but is seeking a level playing field so American companies can compete freely. Schumer also accused Chinese companies of fueling the fentanyl crisis in the U.S.
This is not the government, but this is Chinese companies. They are fueling the fentanyl crisis that is poisoning communities across the United States. Every one of us knows families who have lost young men and women to fentanyl, and the fentanyl comes, 90% of the fentanyl is estimated, come from precursor chemicals that come from China, go to Mexico, and then come into the United States.
Schumer said he believes the fentanyl issue is one on which China and the U.S. can work together and make progress. Meanwhile, there's a possibility President Joe Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi at an upcoming November summit. Associated Press' Lisa Dwyer reports.
President Joe Biden says that he could potentially meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Biden says a meeting has not yet been set up, but is a possibility. Biden and Xi have not spoken since their meeting last November on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. Relations between the world's two largest economies have faced no shortage of strain over the last year. Beijing has stayed on the sidelines since Russia invaded Ukraine, but the White House has publicized a U.S. intelligence assessment indicating that Beijing has weighed assistance to Moscow with weaponry. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As of Saturday, the U.S. Powerball lottery jackpot is an estimated $1.4 billion, with no grand prize winners since the July 19th drawing. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Powerball tickets being sold at a frenzied pace. The jackpot, the world's fifth largest lottery prize after 33 consecutive drawings. The estimated $1.4 billion is for a sole winner who opts for annual checks over 30 years. Most lottery winners take the cash, which in this case is an estimated $614 million. The next drawing is tonight. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.